It's the middle of December, and Northgate Mall in the Cincinnati suburb of Colerain is decorated for Christmas. Four-year-old twins Christian and Zachariah Norton pay Santa a visit.
Tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
Whether it's talking to Saint Nick or the familiar clang of the holiday train, there's no mistaking it. Christmas time is here. Tired shoppers trail in and out of anchor stores like Macy's and Sears. Radio Shack is full of customers, but there's one shop in the mall not selling anything this year.
Hey there, welcome. I'm Father Jeff.
Hello.
Men in long brown robes welcome weary shoppers and invite them to sit and have coffee or cocoa, maybe a cookie. A group of Roman Catholic friars has taken up space in a former shoe store. Father Jeffrey Sheeler, head of the Franciscan province of St. John the Baptist, says it's one way to reach out to people.
We just wanted to be where the people are gathering. We wanted to be present in the marketplace. You know, not so much of having them come to the church and come to us. Let's go to them.
The friars feel this mall ministry is in line with the example set by the Pope, who chose the name of their patron saint.
Surprising people all the time. It's like all the things he's doing, just kind of his new style. And so we thought, how can we do that? How can we be creative?
Catching the eyes of shoppers, the former shoe store is just across from the entrance to Macy's and next to a portrait studio. A nativity scene sits in the center window. There's an Advent wreath and a statue of St. Francis, items not often seen in the shopping mall. A few tables and some chairs provide a welcoming atmosphere, and so do the coffee and cookies on the former checkout counter.
Would you guys like some hot chocolate or cookies?
Father Jeff says, for the most part, a steady stream of Catholics and non-Catholics alike have stopped in.
People have asked us to bless their families. People have come to us with a few questions, some struggling with maybe a moral issue they're dealing with. The very first day, a woman came in and she told me that she has been kind of out of the church life for 45 years, she said. But she's been intrigued by Pope Francis, and she said, what do I do to just start over? So we just sat down and we kind of brainstormed about how she might begin to restart her faith and life in the church. And so it was great.
The friars have nothing to sell, and while they're not holding masses or other religious services, they will pray with visitors. They've even heard a few confessions and have been known to sing with those who stop by. Becca Bradley and her mom, Mary, came in to ask a question.
We were talking about the differences between Santa Claus and Saint Nick, and then we came upon this wonderful resource.
A fishbowl for prayer requests sits on a table. After chatting with one of the friars, 15-year-old Grace Mattingly jots down her petition.
I don't think I would come to a mall and, like, normally come and, like, just see this. Like, I love this kind of stuff, and this never happens anywhere.
Grace's dad, Jason, a physician, engages in a discussion with Father Jeff about everything from religion to science.
I was very pleased that they were here, just as a friendly face and a friendly voice. At the time of Christmas, I think it's great to remember the reason that we celebrate Christmas.
Father Jeff says the humble St. Francis had a tremendous love for Christmas and is credited with creating the Christmas crash.
Shortly before he died, he went to a little town called Greccio, and he gathered animals, and he, as he preached that Christmas Eve, people saw the presence of Jesus. But he wanted to show to people the goodness of God, and particularly the poverty that he chose to be born into.
The friars will continue their ministry of presence through Christmas Eve. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.